All right, everybody, time to get ready to rumble. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do, and by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins distributing for all your favorite Anheuser-Busch products. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're joined in studio by Coach Jamie Woodall, athletic trainer for the Brenham High School athletic programs. And time to crank it up. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything that they do. And we're here in studio here on the Sports Line, Sports Doc Ed Pothel with the house band, Heidi Minutia and the All-Stars, and of course in studio, our Sports Line mascot, Mookie, the rabid badger. As we get ready for another week of Sports Talk with a local attitude here on KWHI. And we'll have some open phones later on this evening to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Plenty going on in the big wide world of sports. But on the local scene, we are getting ready for the start of the 2019-2020 season. As the youngsters are getting ready to report for practices beginning in just a little less than 2 weeks. And joining us is the athletic trainer for the Brenham Independent School District, Jamie Woodall. And Jamie, welcome to the Brenham Sports Line. Great to have you here in studio with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And of course, as we mentioned, we're getting ready to really crank it up. The practices are about to begin for all of the fall athletic teams getting ready to go. Of course, nowadays, they work out all summer long anyway, but this is when the official practices begin and when the work really starts in earnest. Before we get to the start of everything, if you could just maybe touch on a little bit about your background, your education, what brought you to Brenham for the folks who don't know you that well.
Thank you for this opportunity to tell my story a little bit. I do appreciate it. I first started my education at Sam Houston State University, class of 02. And so finished there and began working in a doctor's office in College Station doing post-surgery education for a lot of the patients there. And doing some durable medical equipment. So anything that you might wear after surgery, I fit the patients for that and educated them on that. And did that for about a year before I came on as the assistant athletic trainer at A&M Consolidated High School. Worked there for 2 years and then opened Rudder High School in Bryan ISD in 2007. And was the head athletic trainer at that school. Until just recently when I came on in Brenham just this past season. Somewhere in that time, I did get my master's in public health with an emphasis on prevention programs, and that's a big part of what I do. I think if we can prevent anything from happening that would be negative for an athlete, that would be the best. And so that is what my education is in. Some of my other unique experiences include being the public relations chair for our national organization, the National Athletic Trainers Association. Just recently ended my term as that. I was on that committee for about 9 years. And before that, I worked with some of our other organizations in public relations. And then just last summer, I worked with the Kansas City Chiefs as a mini camp athletic trainer and have had just many experiences that I wouldn't trade for the world with what I do.
All right. And also, we noticed that this past year when we had the Brenham Hall of Honor induction, that you were a special guest at the table with a Brenham graduate, Michael O'Shea, who is highly decorated and one of the premier collegiate athletic trainers in the entire nation. If you could talk a little bit about your relationship with Michael O'Shea.
Michael O'Shea and I know each other for several years, but we really got to know each other very well a few years back when we were both being honored on the Texas Capitol House and Senate floor for life-saving efforts that we both had had that year, being recognized for Athletic Training Day in Texas, and really neat experience in getting to know him a little bit better. Of course, I had known of him, but not really knew him. I would say you would never meet somebody more humble and driven than him, and would also be willing to be such a mentor to athletic trainers. It's such a neat combination to meet somebody like that. And then for him to ask me to sit at his table for that amazing recognition. And then he was unable to accept the award on the field that night and asked me to stand in his place. And I just was very humbled and excited to do that.
All right. And before we get into some of the goings on in the world of athletic training and of course practice beginning, give you a chance to mention also your assistant in the Brenham ISD program, who Tommy and I got a chance to visit with a couple of times during the softball season, seems to be a very outstanding and extremely smart young lady.
Yes, Brittany Rogers is the assistant athletic trainer that we hired this past year when I came in. She is actually a former student at Rutter High School that I worked with. She played soccer, ran cross country, and then also did the athletic training program that we offered there at Rutter High School, which we also offer at Brenham. And she is highly knowledgeable, very intelligent, and I'm very lucky to have her in very young in her career so that we can work together. It's just rewarding for me to work with these students in the high school setting and then to watch them come into this profession and then also work with them side by side. Another thing that we're doing here in Brenham ISD is we're actually hiring another assistant athletic trainer. So Brittany will actually be moving to the junior high to start that program and provide those same services to our junior high athletes that haven't had that before. And then we're hiring, we have Dion Tolliver, who will be coming in this year. And he just finished his education in St. Louis. And he will be joining us this year, just as bright, just as smart, super excited to have him. And he played football at Rutter High School. And I helped him through a couple of things with injuries. And he decided this was something that he wanted to do, and so get to work with him as well. Absolutely, one of the most rewarding things that I can do is work with athletes in the high school setting and then work beside them later.
And one thing that that I noticed when I was doing a little bit of research was going back to a story that we had earlier of a group of students that were working through the program, that were assistants at Brenham High School, and obviously a number of them looking to go into that as they get into college. And the thing that struck me is they were all young ladies. There were eight young ladies in a job and in a business that back when I was around in the 1970s in high school and in the 80s in college was old men with a handful of Q-tips in their pocket and maybe a tongue depressor or two behind their ear. It has changed drastically. And just the fact that I saw that picture of eight young women that are going into this and going to study this, and the fact that you're the head of the athletic training program at a school the size of Brenham. Years ago, that was almost unheard of.
Yes, we have seen quite the change, even just in my young profession. I still consider myself pretty young. But when I graduated from Sam Houston State, the percentage of female athletic trainers was right about 48% in the nation. And so now, today, females way outnumber the males in the profession. I can't attribute that to any one thing that I'm aware of, other than just...
Women are smarter than men.
You know, you said it, not me.
No, it's a fact. Everyone knows it's a fact.
So, but it has been a unique experience to be part of that swing that happens. When I was hired as the head athletic trainer at Rutter, I was hired actually as the sole athletic trainer at Rutter. And then as the school grew into the 5A size that it is, we were able to hire a second position along the way. And then there's several schools that, and just like in our situation, we have a female assistant. So you have two females. We are glad to be bringing on Dion into the mix of things. But at Rutter, I also worked with another female for several years, Laura Thomas, who is very bright. Also a former student of mine from A&M Consolidated mm-hmm. High School. So I have a track record. But it's been a big push in the NFL as well. The conversation is, if the NFL is not going to hire female athletic trainers and only look at male athletic trainers, then with the swing of the majority of females going to going into athletic training, then what they're going to find is their pool for selection for athletic trainers is going to become very small. And so the NFL has actually started hiring more females as well.
All right. And we're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, we are going to now focus on the start of workouts and just what your job is going to entail and some precautions for the students and so forth. And that's coming up. This is the Brenham Sports Line. We are talking with Jamie Woodall, the athletic trainer at Brenham High School. And we'll be back with more of the Brenham Sports Line right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Ever wonder what ingredients are in Bud Light? Just check the packaging. We brew with hops, barley, water, and rice. Ever wonder what ingredients are in Miller Lite? You can't check the packaging. You have to go to their website, download a PDF, and scroll to page 10. There it is. Miller Lite brews with hops, hop extract, barley, water, and corn syrup. Bud Light. Brewed with no corn syrup. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri. Based on information available at MillerCoors.com as of January 16, 2019.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
We're back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude here on AM 1280 KDBHI, FM 101.7 and KDBHI.com, and at this moment, streaming on our KWHI Facebook page. I'm the Sports Doc, Ed Pothel, and joining me in studio tonight is the head athletic trainer at Brenham High School, Jamie Woodall. And now that we have kind of covered your background and some of the other extracurricular things surrounding your position, now let's start to get into some of the things that we're here to talk about, and that of course is, here we are. August is right around the corner. The workouts begin for football and volleyball, cross country, and other sports. And so, with practices on the horizon, what are some of the guidelines for some of the athletes to start to prepare to get ready for the heat?
Well, ideally, these athletes have been coming to our strength and conditioning camp over the summer. And in July, we have sports-specific skills and drills clinics going on. This week is Wednesday and Thursday for our football team to come in and do that. This helps our athletes become acclimated to the heat and to the workouts. And those athletes who participate in those opportunities through the summer will not only perform better because they're more prepared on a skill level for the sport, but also in the preparation with just getting used to the heat and the activity. And so you have athletes who have not participated. Those are the ones that we're going to see having a little bit more of a struggle during the first few days with the heat, and probably pay a little bit more attention to them, and they'll identify themselves rather quickly.
Yeah, I would say, because you can always tell which ones are ready and which ones aren't. Usually within, what, about the first half hour?
Oh, absolutely. It's the ones that get gassed pretty quick. Those are the ones I have to be prepared to work with.
And what are some of the things as far as some of the advice for some of these athletes to, you know, get ready for some of this August heat? Because, you know, the football players, obviously, and the cross-country runners will be out in the heat. The volleyball players, even though a lot of their workout is in the gym, they also do some workouts outside in the heat. And so what are some of the guidelines as far as just dealing with the heat for these athletes?
Yes. So a regimen of hydration with water is important for our athletes, and then also a healthy diet. The recommendations that we have for this is based on should be based on a sweat rate loss. So it's going to be different for every child. So there are recommendations out there for how many ounces you should drink per hour of workout, but really it comes down to what that athlete actually needs. And so you have an athlete that may, say, a volleyball player who hasn't participated much in the summer, maybe they've worked or just didn't have the opportunity. And so they're going to come in and have an entirely different workload placed on their body. And if you're not fueling for that, then the machine just isn't going to work. And so Brittany Rogers, who we mentioned earlier, has worked with our school nutrition program, Miss Baxter, to set up nutrition talks with all of our sports. So cross country has already gone through their nutrition talk, and they actually go through activities where they build their meals and their hydration to go with that. And volleyball will be doing that shortly, and so will football. And the athletes who are not preparing in the summer, going out and being exposed to that heat, regardless of what sport they are. And we also have cross country going on right now. They're practicing right now. If they're not being exposed to that heat as they prepare to go into this, ready to go atmosphere, then they are really going to struggle. So I really encourage them to take the opportunity to participate in these summer opportunities that gets them out into the heat where there is water available. There's athletic trainers available. And so we are able to help monitor and make sure that they are getting to the activity level they need at a safe rate.
And when did the thought process around hydration and proper hydration change? Because anybody my age, or even 10 years younger than me, maybe even 20 years younger than me, remembers those coaches that, boy, if you asked for a drink of water, that meant you were weak. That meant that you were a quitter, that if you needed water. And they gave you salt tablets to try and make up for the lack of water. When did the thought process change to misting machines? You've got to have water. You must be properly hydrated in order for your body to perform at its best.
The exact timeline, I'm not real sure of, but I will tell you the process of which it changes just with the UIL has regulations of our heat acclimation for sports that are outside. So for football, it's several days of acclimation into the sport. And if, say, an athlete does not show up on the first day, he shows up on day three, he still has to go through his days of acclimation before he can just, you know, merge in with everybody. And so, which is a difficult process for everyone, because if we're not all showing up on the first day and going through this together, and you have students who need to be held back because of the regulations and going through, it can really disrupt what we're trying to do as a team. And so it's important that everyone show up on the first day so we can all acclimate together and get there together. And then the other things that I know I've learned throughout my education and just continued research is that many of our the stories that you hear in the media of athletes who are either impaired due to the heat or actually have a life altering situation, we are hearing so much more about those these days than what we ever heard of before. And the question is it happening more these days, or is it that we're just hearing about it more because our social media and our news is so much more available? These stories are spread around more than what we would actually see that, you know, before these opportunities for our news outlets. And so what I would say is it's probably not happening more. We're just hearing about it more. Mm-hmm. And so, but as I said before, prevention is my key. And so anything that we can do to prevent those heat illnesses from happening, we have the opportunity for our athletes to weigh in and weigh out so we can measure that. We have the opportunity for them to hydrate. We'll have water available at practices, sports drinks available between practices. And obviously, with the staffing that we have with athletic trainers now, we'll be able to really watch those athletes and pinpoint the ones having issues. So as far as the timeline of when it changed, I couldn't tell you that, but that's the process of that is just more awareness, more research, and then the regulations that have come down from the UIL.
And it seems like it might be like a simplistic observation, but it seems like really the concerns and the approach changed with the invention of something called Gatorade. when the people in, I believe some scientists or some chemists or whoever in Florida came up with Gatorade named after the Florida Gators, it is. Gatorade, it seems like that's when the thoughts started to change, when all of a sudden, geez, maybe you should replenish those electrolytes, and maybe you should hydrate, and maybe you shouldn't work students until they're ready to pass out.
Absolutely. Gatorade certainly made a huge impact on the change of how people felt about hydration. And then it's so much more than that with what they do. They have the Sports Science Institute where they have research, and what they put into the research behind the health and safety of sports is really incredible. And what we learn from that research and what we can implement even at the high school level in junior high level is valuable. And what I appreciate most about their Sports Science Institute is their ability to take that research and put it into the building blocks that we can actually use.
And now, how about recommendations as far as something else, proper sleep and rest for high school students? Because I know at that age, and I was at that age, I thought, hey, I can stay up all night, get to bed 1-2 o'clock in the morning, get up and go, and I can be good to go. And I would imagine that's probably not the recommended plan.
That is not the recommended plan. And I did hear at one of the conferences I went to, an executive from Facebook was there and said that the research is showing that our youth are checking their phones more than 10 times a night during sleep. So they are waking up to check their messages and to see what's going on in their life. And the social world is not going away. We are going to have to figure out how to make that work in the lives of the youth coming through today, because they're not going to put their phones down. So we're going to have to find a way to make it worth them to sleep and rest. And so one of the things that is recommended is that athletes need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. But they also have the demands of school, their education, what they do for homework, and then they have their sports schedule. And then most of them are playing some other community sport as well, or have some other involvement with their church or with other things that they're doing. And so when you put all that on a calendar, 8 to 10 hours is not going to happen for the athlete.
Right.
And so that's something that we really have to think about, what demands we're putting on our youth, and determine where we're going to give. And so many times we give on that sleep schedule, and not having the proper sleep is going to affect their appetite. It's going to affect their mood. It's going to affect their learning ability, not just in the classroom, but on the court and field. And so it's important that sleep occur, and that's not where we give whenever our schedule gets full.
And now, while it's not exactly related to competition on the field and it not directly associated to the work that you do, but as you mentioned, we are hearing more stories. Maybe it's because of social media, maybe it's because of media coverage of, unfortunately, young athletes who have health problems, and some of whom don't recover from these health problems, whether it's a heart problem, a brain problem. How are you able to monitor some of these things? I know that nowadays, nowadays I would imagine the red lights go on if a student says, you know, coach, I kind of got a little pain in my chest, that the red lights go on, the flags go up. And what are some of the things and some of the precautions that can be taken to try and maybe head off a case like this before something happens?
Absolutely. Our physicals that we do every year in Brenham ISD, we now require physicals and medical histories every single year. Prior, we were doing what the UIL recommends, which is entering 7th, 9th, and 11th grade for a new updated physical. But we have changed that because we do see the importance of looking at that medical history, comparing it to what is on file from their previous year to see what major changes might have happened. But that's our first line of defense on the prevention side of things, and asking those questions. Oh, I see you marked asthma. We need an asthma action plan. We want to make sure we treat this as your doctor has prescribed, but we don't know that unless we have this information. Any athlete has is getting an EKG if they choose to. There recently was a bill passed in Texas that I would call it more of an awareness bill that parents and athletes need to be told that there is an opportunity for you to get an EKG if you go to your doctor and express concern with a cardiac condition, that your insurance may be paying for that. And it may be a good idea based on your family history of any cardiac history to do that. It is not something that is required for all athletes to do, but it is out there as an awareness tool to let parents know that if you feel that your child is at risk for a cardiac condition, then certainly talk to your doctor about it and go get that EKG or the echo done so that that can be explored. Those are some of our biggest prevention tools. But then as far as what we see with our athletes at practices and at games is that if they do complain about any symptom that's related, and I call it the brain, heart, and lungs. If they have any complaint about any of those, I take it very seriously. It's an immediate evaluation. If we do have our team doctor available, then we're going to involve that decision as well. But any decision that we make regarding those things is going to be a conversation between the athletic trainer, the athlete, the parent, and either the team doctor or their doctor, whatever makes the most sense. Prevention is absolutely the key here. And if we can not only prevent that thing from happening from a sports standpoint, but also just the health and safety of that child moving forward, if we can do anything to do that, we will.
All right. One thing that I think Brenham is very lucky in that is that the EMS station is just a minute or two from the practice fields.
Yes.
If that. I mean, probably less than a minute from the practice fields. And, of course, at all the games.
Yes.
There is a presence of EMS, and the paramedics are there at the field. So if anything drastic or dire were to happen, help is just seconds away.
Yes. Washington County EMS has an excellent response time. And last year we started doing trainings together. And so and I have another one scheduled at the beginning of August where we all will come together, make sure we know each other's faces, go over our protocols to make sure we agree and that we are okay with how we decide we're going to handle that. Sometimes it might look different for, say, a Friday night football game versus a volleyball game, because we might have more trained staff at one place than another. And so we talk about the differences, not only because of the sport, but because of the venue, the risk of injury that occurs for that particular sport. And so we have those conversations. And at the end of the year, we had an athletic healthcare team meeting where we pulled all those decision makers into the room and went over the data for the year on what kind of injuries we saw for the year, what we need to do to prevent those in the future. And so we had a drastic reduce in our athletic insurance claims this year because of those prevention tools that we put in place. And I'm very proud of that.
All right. And now, what? Changing gears here for just a second. What are some of the biggest advances you've seen in, say, the last 5 to 10 years, as far as the approach to athletic training or the equipment, or just as a whole? What are some of the biggest advances of the past 5 to 10 years?
I would say technology, 100%. There is so much available for athletic trainers to use in implementing the health and safety aspects of sport. However, with that, you also have what is the most appropriate? What tools are we going to put in our toolbox, you know, with all these options that are available? And so this year we're going to be using something called C3 Logics for our concussion management. And it is a baseline tool. So eventually we'll be getting what's called a baseline on all of our athletes, so that if we do decide that a concussion has occurred and we need to test balance, we know what that athlete could have done previously prior to having a concussion regarding balance and visual acuity and memory and concentration, all these areas that we're testing. Without that baseline, we're really having to decide based on the 50% norm of the, you know, of athletes. And so having that baseline is very important. So we're using that this year. We use Rank One Sport as our documentation tool for all of our paperwork, injuries, treatments. As I mentioned before, we do review those medical histories. Rank One is something that we use so that we can see past medical history as that new one is coming in to make sure we're not seeing anything drastically different. And there is so much technology available to our to athletic training in the profession, and just deciding which ones are financially appropriate for us and work efficiently in our programs is the biggest decision.
All right. And what are some of the kind of the new and exciting prospects that you see on the horizon, some things that could be coming up down the road?
I see our concussion management really changing. Not that C3 Logics is inadequate in any way, but I think with changing technology or changing research, we're going to see more opportunities at our fingertips for us to be able to determine if an athlete's ready to go back. I think that's probably one of our biggest areas. And I think the cost of these things will actually start coming down too as these things become a little bit more widespread and available. The other things that I hope we see in the future is measuring individual athletes with their vitals more than just the you know, temperature and those things, but really able to measure their sweat rate and find these individual ways that we can measure what they're experiencing and what we need to do to help them get back to their 100%.
All right. And so I guess what would be the last thing that you could tell athletes as they get ready, because coming up in just a little over a week, the big push starts. You know, the football team is going to be out there in the 95-plus degree heat working out. The volleyball players will be running in that heat. The cross-country runners will be in that heat. The tennis players will be training in that heat. What are the last things you want to just leave them with and their parents with as they get ready for that first week of August to get here?
I would say participate in the opportunities being provided to our athletes today. There are things this week in the heat that our football players should be exposed to. Our volleyball camps are getting started. I would say that whatever your child is going to be participating in, get involved in those opportunities that are being provided. And if you can't, then expose your child to the heat in a progressive way so that come the first day of practice that we don't have a medical emergency and we can participate as a team without having to pull back and say, well, this set of kids isn't ready because they didn't do what they were supposed to over the summer. And so I would say the most important thing is get exposed to the skills and drills clinics that are being offered and get involved and go ahead and start those healthy habits of sleeping, eating right, and drinking right.
All right. And before I let you out of here, I do have to tell you, a lot of this research and a lot of these questions I got from a mutual friend of ours, my longtime best friend in the world, Lonesome George, George Timmons. He and I were best friends in college. We shared a lot of experiences through college. He was the former athletic trainer, started out at Waller and then went on to Montgomery for many years. And so when you confirmed that you were coming on the program, I called George and said, buddy, can you load me up with some questions? And, well, and he's a friend of yours as well.
He is. We were in the same athletic district for a while when I was at Rutter. And again, another person who is a great colleague and always takes care of the people that are around him. They would host a lot of events and great to work with, great to conversate with, and always a good storyteller. So
George can tell a story.
Yes, he can.
Hopefully he didn't tell any about me. No. Hopefully my name didn't go up in any of his stories.
He might have changed your name a few times.
There we go.
Helped you out a little.
There we go. Well, Jamie, appreciate you coming in and joining us. And hopefully some folks out there learned some things. And if some parents of some athletes are listening, I hope they took notes.
I hope so, too.
Absolutely, because we are about to hit what they call the dog days of summer. And unfortunately, the dog days of summer are when the workouts begin.
And they bite.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you all throughout the athletic season coming up. And maybe later on when we get to the spring sports, we'll have you back and we can discuss those sports and so maybe some updates.
I would love that. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for being with us. And by the way, give you a chance to introduce here your – your special guest with you tonight. You brought your assistant with you?
Yeah, this is my new assistant. This is Jake Reeves. He's my nephew, and he's spending a few days with me coming to work and just seeing what I do. And he's been a big help today and thankful for having him.
All right, Jake, thanks for being here tonight. We'd like to have you here. All right. Well, this is the Brenham Sports Line. Our guest tonight has been Jamie Woodall, the head athletic trainer at Brenham High School. We appreciate her joining us and sharing with us some recommendations as well as some of the goings on in the world of athletic training. We will have open lines coming up when we come back here on the Brenham Sports Line here on KWHI.
What does real feel like? This summer at SeaWorld San Antonio, it feels amazing. Thrills grow on the new Riptide Rescue. Your heart beats a little faster as Electric Ocean lights up the night. You share a connection face-to-face with the rescued sea turtle. And playful memories are made at the new Sesame Street Birthday Party Parade. For a limited time, get 3 days at two parks for only $54.99. Restrictions apply. Hurry, offer ends July 10th. SeaWorld San Antonio, real feels amazing.
I'm Joshua Blosky with another KWHI local news update. State investigators arrested a Navasota man last week after he was found to be in possession of child pornography. 23-year-old Christopher Davis Diaz was arrested last Wednesday on 5 counts of possession of child pornography after authorities with the Child Exploitation Unit executed the search warrant at Diaz's home in Navasota. When interviewed by investigators, Diaz admitted to downloading and viewing files of child pornography. Investigators also found images of child pornography during a preview of Diaz's cell phone and components. Navasota Police assisting the Attorney General's office with the case. Diaz transported by Navasota Police to the Grimes County Jail without incident. His bond was set at $40,000. A recent graduate of Brenham High School was killed in a rollover crash early Monday morning. According to DPS, 18-year-old Reed Robbins of Brenham was pronounced dead after an accident on FM 2621 north of Rondeman Road in Washington County. According to authorities, Robbins was traveling shortly after midnight at an unsafe speed and lost control after trying to turn a curve. He was ejected out of the 2002 Toyota pickup he was driving. Authorities said he was not wearing a seatbelt. Robbins was a 2019 graduate of Brenham High School and a member of the Cub football team. Anna Brenham High School teacher has been selected by the Career and Technical Association of Texas as the Texas CTAT Teacher of the Year. Chris Conjura, who teaches virtual business and sports marketing, received the award, which recognizes the finest career and technical teachers at the middle and secondary school level. The award goes to teachers who have demonstrated innovation in the classroom, commitment to their students, and dedication to the improvement of CTE in their institutions and communities. Friendly country forecast calling for partially cloudy skies. Look for an afternoon high of 97 degrees. 50% chance of rain overnight. Possible thunderstorms with a low of 74 degrees. I'm Joshua Blaschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market in Brenham.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, July 23rd, Craig will be speaking with Tammy Jaster of the Bluebell Aquatic Center. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
Remember those summer nights, telling campfire stories, eating s'mores, and sleeping in a tent?
And one time, at band camp?
Well, grab your sleeping bag, because KWHI wants to send you to camp this summer. You and your family could be setting sail on your own sea turtle rescue mission on the new spinner ride, Riptide Rescue, at SeaWorld in San Antonio, or visiting their new water park, Aquatica. Join 5 movie sets at the Houston Children's Museum, including Superhero City and Dino World, or cheering on the Sugar Land Skeeters baseball team. Hike to the top when you hear the camp roll call and call us at 979-836-9937. Caller 6 gets to play our summer camp games for a chance to win. We're even giving away grand prize packages, including a 2-night stay at Casa del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. KWHI is sending you to camp this summer thanks to Rental Solutions in Giddings, Select Furnishings in Brenham, Fireplaces Etc. in Bryan, Modern Air Solutions in Brenham, and LaGrange Ford in LaGrange. Camp KWHI, where short sheeting of beds is not allowed.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And I want to thank Jimmy Woodall, the head athletic, athletic trainer at Brenham High School, for joining us. A very informative 45 minutes. Hard to believe we went almost 45 minutes of that discussion. It seems like we'd just been talking for about 5 minutes. A fascinating subject on the advance of sports medicine and what was some referred to as the good old days. Well, you only have to talk to just a handful of former NFL players or a college player, football players, and soccer players and athletes to understand the good old days weren't really the good old days when it came to sports medicine. Now the technology has things just so advanced, and our young athletes are in such competent hands these days. And so we appreciate Jimmy Woodall joining us and talking about the Brenham athletic programs and also getting ready for the start of workouts. And yes, workouts are just a couple of weeks away. They're going to hit the field, hit the practice field that first week of August, getting ready for that season opener at the end of August. And, of course, volleyball will be working out as well. So will the cross-country runners. They've been running. And one of the great advances, as Jimmy was talking about, is that students are now working out all throughout the summer. And so they show up at the start of camp in not game shape. There's a difference between being in shape and being in game shape, okay? But they do show up in shape. They show up ready to work out, and that's a big difference. That's a big part of it. Of course, it takes weeks of practice to get into game shape, and that's a whole different thing. But to be ready to work out, that is indeed what a lot of these off-season programs are all about. We do have Astros baseball coming up here in just a little bit. Astros and the Oakland Athletics. 7:10 first pitch, 6:40 Astro launch on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. Some of the things going on. We'll take your phone calls. Open lines, 836-9937. We'd like to hear from you. 836-9937. Give us a call here on the Sports Line. We would love to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about the athletic seasons coming up for Brenham High School, and maybe talk about some of the things that that Jamie talked about in our discussion. If you'd like to call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Good evening. You're on the Brenham Sports Line. Whoop. Let's see here. There we go. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Okay, Sports Doc.
Yes, sir.
I just commend you for having a super, super lady that's been with us, with the school, and I can't thank you enough and all because that lady is tremendous.
Absolutely, and I think you know on first-hand experience, don't you, Edgar?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah, you can't get any better. Yeah, your grandson suffered for some athletes, years ago, that would have been the end of their career as
That's
a football
true,
player.
Doc.
And because
That's
of
true.
The advances of sports medicine, and because of the work by people like Jamie Woodall and athletic
That's
trainers.
That's amazing.
They got his leg. They got his leg mobilized and immobilized.
He has to wear knee brace and stuff, and he's been working with that. But to me, once you start with a person that's hired by the school board, and to me, I thank the school board for hiring her. If it wouldn't be for the school board having her, we wouldn't be where we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's just so wonderful. So wonderful. And I commend that person that she has been. She has been an all-around person for everybody, not just one or two or five, but it's been so wonderful, Sports Doc. So,
absolutely. And the fact that we saw Alden on the baseball field,
right?
Just months after what years ago would have been just a devastating injury, I think speaks volumes of the work that Jamie, the trainers, and sports medicine have done.
That's true, Sports Doc, and that's amazing. Like you said, now years ago you'd have a man that has a little stick and everything. He might check your temperature or whatever. But then to be able to see that this person comes in, and immediately I heard from my son and daughter-in-law and what they were saying, it was just wonderful what she did for him. And to me, I said, you can't ask for anything better.
Absolutely. And we mentioned a name earlier when we just started our interview, Michael O'Shea. A Brenham graduate who is part of the Brenham Athletics, who is really a pioneer and on the forefront of athletic training, and has been rewarded with national awards at the University of Houston.
Thing. That's the big thing, Sports Doc, because my wife even worked with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone way back there and all. And to know that the boy has come through with all of his sports stuff that he has, God, it's tremendous and everything. It's tremendous and all. And then for Brenham to be able to hire a person that she is and all, and what we have today, what a blessing and all, Sports Doc. It's just amazing and all. So, and I said, I just wanted to commend you for having her on the show. I listened to every word of it a while ago, and you, as you know, I always try to keep in touch with you and Montana both, you know.
Absolutely.
That's just so wonderful, Sports Doc, and I appreciate what you do for us as a town and what we have. And, my God, I said, what else could you ask for and everything? All this town of Brenham should be proud of what they have with all the girls, and especially with now that they're advancing to the junior high. And, my God, it's just tremendous and everything to be able to put that together. And with your help, though, Sports Doc, I know that years ago when all of they said, you know, if you got to run this or run that, you just said, well, I just can't do it. But today, you know, there's no question about it. You got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. Hey, but listen, thank you so much for having everything together on the radio. And for what you do for our town, Sports Doc, you know that.
Well, I appreciate everything, Edgar. Thank you, my friend.
And I just wish that we could have got a little bit further last night, but, you know, things don't happen that way. So
yeah, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
That's right. That's the way it goes and everything. So you take care of yourself. God bless you, buddy. And thanks for everything you do, sir.
Thank you, Edgar, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Okay. I'll see you.
All right. You have a great night. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. Open phones here on the Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And I want to talk about the Astros. Hey, the trade deadline's coming up. Astros buyers or sellers? Of course they're buyers. Are you kidding me? The Astros are still my pick to win the World Series this year. So, but what are some of the moves you think maybe the Astros should make? The Texas Rangers, they're in the heat of the battle for a wild card, although it took a big hit this weekend with those three losses to Houston. What should the Rangers do with the trade deadline coming up? If you have any ideas, give us a call. NFL... camps opening up, more camps opening up today and throughout the week. The Texans getting ready for their workouts. The Jadeveon Clowney looks like, they're not expecting him to pull a Le'Veon Bell, but he might not show up until the last week of workouts. He may not show up until that last, right before that last pregame show, when nobody who's expected to be on the team plays because they don't want to risk him getting hurt in the last preseason game. So Jadeveon Clowney, is he going to pull a Le'Veon Bell? Probably not. Probably 95% sure he won't, but he could. What about Ezekiel Elliott? He's under contract, and yet he is making noise about if they don't renegotiate his contract, we may not see him in Cowboy camp. It's not just like the good old days of NFL camp where you missed camp if you had an injury, and I mean, otherwise you were there. Not anymore. No, it's been years since that has happened, but football, three local products in Broncos camp, of course, Belleville's Emmanuel Sanders has been with the team for many years, and is probably their number one target going into this season, but the number two target overwhelmingly Brenham's Cortland Sutton, who many, if you read the publications, is poised on a breakout year this year. A lot of people liked what they saw. We didn't see as much as we thought we might see of Cortland his rookie season. Of course, the Broncos had all kinds of problems at quarterback and had all kinds of problems with play calling. And so now, with things a little more settled going into this season, high expectations for Cortland Sutton. And a chance for Austin Schlotman to make the team. There are some openings on the offensive line. He's just got to go out there and earn it. Of course, was part of the last cut last year, but was immediately signed to what we used to call the taxi squad. It's a practice squad now, but worked out with the team all season long. And he was... you know, he worked out with the team, was a part of a team, and with expectations that he's going to make a run at a spot on the roster this year. So who knows? Maybe, just maybe, the Denver Broncos could replace. Well, I don't know if they're going to replace the Dallas Cowboys as Texas as our area's favorite team because you know the fans around here are pretty diehard Cowboy fans, but the Broncos may become the number two team in the area. And don't get upset, Texans fans, okay? But as an outside observer, I gotta say that if Brenham had to pick a team, it's a Cowboy town. The Texans are second fiddle in Brenham, I believe, to the Dallas Cowboys. And that's just, I think there are still people around that still miss the Oilers, I think. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hello, would you like me to find workout classes near you?
There are no stores that sell glasses within 10 miles of your...
...and 2.6 carbs. Superior light beer. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 grams carbs, 0.6 grams protein, and 0.0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Bud Light distributor.
Are you letting fear run your investments? Are you watching the markets every day? Are you concerned about running out of money before you run out of time?
Do you have a 401k, IRA, annuity, long-term care, or life insurance policy? Are you getting the most out of yours? We can help. We're the Money Makeover Team. We will put our decades of financial planning experience to work for you.
Take control of your financial future. Listen to the Money Makeover Show here on air or online Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. or call us at 979-836-2903 for a free review.
We're the Money Makeover Team. We'll help you devise a strategy and a plan that makes sense for you. The Money Makeover Team, 979-836-2903.
Listen to the Money Makeover Show here on air or online Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 to 10 a.m. or call us at 979-836-2903 for a free review.
We're the Money Makeover Team. We'll help you devise a strategy and a plan that makes sense for you.
This summer, Horseshoe Junction in Brenham has fun for the whole family. Put your driving skills to the test with the Pony Express Go-Kart. Have a heart-pounding shootout with your friends in the Laser Tag Arena. Or try to make a hole-in-one at the Lucky Gulch Mini-Golf. And good news, Horseshoe Junction has tons of specials right now. Take advantage of sizzling summer nights or extreme wristbands, which will give you access to everything that Horseshoe Junction has to offer, are $5 off. That means extreme wristbands are just $9.95 after 5 p.m. all summer long. And don't forget the summer passes. Pay once, play through August 13th for just $79. That's an entire summer of rock walls, bumper boats, and kids zones for only $79. Come hang out at Horseshoe Junction. Eat, play, repeat. Horseshoe Junction Family Fun Park, Highway 290 West in Brenham, is open Sunday through Thursday, noon till 9, Friday from noon till 11, and Saturday, 10 in the morning to 11 at night. Check them out online at horseshoejunction.com.
Horseshoe Junction, it's a kick.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, coming up, Astros baseball here on KWHI. Before we leave tonight, just want to send our thoughts and our prayers out to the family of Reed Robbins, a young man at the age of 18 who lost his life, a Brenham graduate just this past May overnight. What his family is going through is unimaginable. It's something we just can't begin, unless you've been through it, can imagine what they're going through at this time. The best we can do is offer, again, our thoughts, our prayers, our condolences to his family in the most difficult time of their lives. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Want to thank our guest tonight. Had a fascinating conversation this evening with Jamie Woodall, the head athletic trainer at Brenham High School, as we are on the verge of another season of Brenham High School athletics, ready to kick off here in just a couple of weeks. And, of course, we will be there throughout, right from the start of the football season to the end of the baseball and the softball seasons all year long, right here on KWHI. Again, for our sponsors, Budweiser, and for Classic Air Cleaners, I'm the Sports Doc, Ed Poth. I'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel, here on the Brenham Sports Line, right here on KWHI.